Let's then move on, if we can, to item four. We move into open session now. This, I hope, is going to be an interesting discussion because this is an issue which has taxed us and troubled us, if you like, for many years. This is EVAs and the impact that they have on the design and the operation and the planning of the waterfront. Members have expressed considerable, I think, frustration, I think is the word to use, over the years about the fact that very often we can't do things because there's an EVA in the way, or the EVA can't be built on or can't be used for any purpose. Anyway, we've asked BD to come along and FSD to come along, and they're going to talk to us generally about how they address the issue of EVAs on the waterfront. Welcome to you. From BD, we have Thomas Lone, Assistant Director, and we have Mr. Truman Lee, Senior Building Surveyor. From FSD, we have Mr. Lone, Assistant Director, Mr. Y, Senior Divisional Officer. I think you're going to explain to us how you deal with EVAs on the waterfront. So please brief us. Just so you know, we as a commission, as task forces, we have experienced quite a lot of frustration over the years in the impact that the EVAs have on the design and the operation of the waterfront. So the more I think you can help us, if you like, understand why you adopt what we think is quite a stringent attitude, I think, to EVAs would be helpful. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman. Let me first introduce, say in 5 minutes' time, about the basic requirements of the EVA under the Buildings Department. It will cover the legal basis on how we require such provision and the detailed requirements. And in the last part, we will cover the control mechanism. So on the legal basis first, it's under law that we require new buildings to be provided with emergency vehicular access, in short form EVA. Okay. And the detailed requirements of such provision are stated in the code. So if you comply with the code requirements, you would deem to have complied with the building planning regulation. Talking about the general requirements of EVA, I have to first introduce two different categories of sites. The first one is virgin site, which means the site has not been developed before. And the second category is redevelopment site. There are differences in our requirements in these two kinds of sites. Okay? First, I talk about the virgin site. We have requirements on the width, the paving, and the headroom, and the gradient. And for the structural capacity, it has to withstand the loading of the vehicle, which is about 30 metric ton. And we have requirements on the turning circle and the length of the vehicle to maneuver. And for the design of the building, it has to be laid out, I mean the buildings have to be laid out in such a way that the vehicle can access to at least 25% of the perimeter wall of the buildings within 10 meters. For redevelopment sites, basically the requirement is the same, except that we can relax on the width a bit because of the site constraints. You know, for such sites, they are usually in developed areas which are rather congested. So there's a relaxation on the width of the EVA. And if there are crash gates to be installed, it has to comply with the highway standard and signage to be provided showing the routing of the EVA. Okay, I talk about the control mechanism. Plans showing the EVA design, if not meeting the standards or not found acceptable by the FSD, will be rejected. but there are exemptions for sites which are at locations have constraints on the access road, or the use of such building is of low fire risk. We will consider granting exemptions on the width of the EVA, mainly subject to compensatory measures on the firefighting installations, such as the provision of fast response sprinklers, additional firefighting equipment, etc. And we have issued a practice note to the authorized persons covering circumstances that we will exempt the non-compliance of EVA. The details are in the practice note. I won't recap. Lastly, I quote a few examples, just one or two examples, showing how we can exempt certain designs. For example, this is the building, and the access road is here. For this little part, the width is not in compliance with the 7.3 or 6 meter width. It's only 4.5. We accepted it subject to provision of compensatory measures. And for this kind of typically low-rise buildings, the major face is only a fraction of the perimeter of the building, much less than 10%, but still we accept it subject to the provision of compensatory measures within the buildings. Okay, that's my introduction. I pass the floor to Mr. Leung.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members. I would like to follow up on the roles of Fire Service Department taking part in the emergency vehicle access, the EVA. So it is the duties under the law of the Fire Service Department to extinguish fires, to protect life and property in case of fire or other calamity, and also the duties of FSD to render immediate medical attention and convey to the patients to the hospital. And of course, we also give fire safety advice. So in the context of the EVA, so as Mr. Leung just explained, it is the controlling authority from the building authority. So for the fire services department, we will give advice from user and operational points of view. As a matter of accessibility, because of to provide a safe access and for the safe operation of the fire engines, so for the accessibility, so we're talking about the time of arrival. You may be aware that in the case of calamity and fire, every second counts. So it's a prompt attendance of the fire engines to the scenes of incidents quite important. So let me explain more for the accessibility. So the first one is to allow a clear passage for the fire engines to arrive at the scenes of incidents. So from the fire engine, so it contains a lot of heavy equipment, and it also carry with the firefighter to the scenes of incidents. So for the extinguish of fire and to conduct rescue in case of fire or other calamity. Let me explain some examples for the sighting of the fire engines. So the fire engines along the EVA, so we will provide external firefighting and rescue operation. So you can see from the picture that we can offer aerial operation for firefighting. So the EVA also serves as a staging area, command post, or other logistic area for our operations. Along the EVA, we will also have water supplies. You also may be aware that for firefighting, copious amount of water is quite important for conducting the operation efficiently. For other terms other than the fire engines, the EVA also serves for the purpose of conveying the ambulance crew to scenes and for us to render immediate medical attention to the patient at the scenes of incidents, and also allow our ambulance to convey the patients to the hospital through the EVA. This is one of the examples. Along the EVA, we can also serve as a triage point. Let me talk about as Mr. Leung said, that some exemption or some deficiency of EVA. So in case of EVA could not be provided, so Fire Services Department will give some advice on giving enhanced fire safety provisions, which include additional fire service installations, what we call the FSI. In terms of FSI, I would like to show some example. So some enhancement like the upgrade the tank size, that means the water tank size, to allow more water for the fire personnel to use. It may enhance with the direct telephone line. Maybe the sprinkler head will be provided as a fast response type. And of course, for smoke control, pressurization staircase will be one of the options to enhance the FSI. One example from the Harbourfront case, so in 2004, so this is the first EVA alignment in the pier number 8 along the front, Harbourfront. So eventually, it extends the EVA to the Tima Avenue. So eventually, because of some additional buildings proposed, so the EVA now is much longer in place. And this is one of the examples showing the extension of the EVA along the Harbourfront in Central. So thank you very much. It comes to the end of my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. I imagine members have got questions. I mean, obviously, we're focused on the waterfront and the Harbourfront. That's our role and responsibility, if you like. First of all, a couple of questions from me, and what we'll do, let's gather the questions together. Maybe you can answer them collectively in a minute. You mentioned you have a differentiation between redevelopment and virgin, and the width of the EVA differs depending on the classification. Some of our waterfront obviously is virgin. The reclamation clearly is virgin, so presumably the wider width would apply in those cases. But if we were looking at something like Kennedy Town, for instance, which clearly is a redevelopment, we'd be looking at a 6-metre width there. I mean, perhaps you can explain to members how you differentiate between redevelopment and virgin. The other thing is, you mentioned buildings of low fire risk, and I think quite a lot of things we want to do on the waterfront are relatively low fire risk. So again, perhaps you could give us some examples of buildings which, or structures which you deem to be low fire risk, subject to mitigation measures, if you like. Because, again, many of the structures and things we want to do are relatively small in nature. And, you know, whether they warrant the provision of an EVA of the length and the dimension we've just seen on the plan, I have to wonder. So maybe you can pick up those two points in a minute. When you respond. Members, questions, please. Vincent.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you for BD's and FSD's presentation. I think I can understand the basic concept and requirement behind the EVA requirement. While we are on the waterfront, I noticed that the waterfront can have a very different scenario with other parts of the cities where you are inland. You know, I can appreciate that in inland you can rely you rely on the fire engine to get access to the site, right? But waterfront has a particular feature is that you can access by water, and you have fire boat, right? So can the provision of this fire rescue by waterway relieve the stringent need of the EVA, where you assume that road access is the only access? Thank you.
Very creative. Thank you. Paul, please.
A few points. One, having worked in villages a lot, the kind of requirement for EVAs in our 642 village environments seem to be quite different from what we do on the waterfront. The amount of land and space that you appear to need is quite much reduced. You can do with much less space and declare a village safe than you can on the waterfront. So I'm a little bit surprised by that difference when I see the drawings of our waterfronts and the amount of EVA space we need versus if I look at a village like Ho Chung and I see the amount of EVA space that you seem to be comfortable with. So that's an observation, and I'm sure there is a lot of discussion that could go around that, but that's just one observation. So it appears to me that if it's possible for you to ask for a lot of space, you tend to do that, but maybe you're not so aware of our requirement. And maybe BD and the Fire Service Department has not been in our discussion, so maybe you're not so aware. Why are we so worried about this? So when we look at the Chunwon waterfront and the North Point waterfront, we have a lot of space dedicated for EVA, and it appears we can't do anything with it. We can't use it for cycling. We can't use it for people to walk on. We can't put people, let's sit on there and drink a beer. We appear not to be able to do anything of it. It has to be heavy concrete or another material so it can carry a load of a truck, which means nothing can be done on it, and then sterile. Can't plant a tree or a planter. But then it gets worse in North Point because we have an EVA for the ferry pier, an EVA for the waterfront, and an EVA for the building, and they're all kind of like on the same alignment. So we have three times EVAs all next to each other because every facility that's on the waterfront seems to have his own dedicated EVA. They could be shared, possibly, and therefore reduced in the amount of land used for EVA. So my question to you is that possible? And what would be the mechanism to allow the sharing of EVA space so we can reduce the amount of concrete on our waterfronts? So the park, the ferry pier, the waterfront promenade, and the building can all share the same EVA. And therefore, we kind of shrink the entire amount of EVA on the waterfront. So if you could comment on that, and it would be great if we can actually see a picture, but you've only the one from the central waterfront. Then the next thing is, I notice in your picture you show a crash gate. We've asked for whether cyclists could use an EVA. And the answer came back from Highways and CDD and whoever was involved in government in that discussion, no. But today you show crash gate. Now, cyclists may need some plastic pins to show what the alignment is, or maybe a small curb that you could easily drive over with a truck. But you can't do it. But today you show us that you can accept a crash gate, which seems to be a piece of metal steel that a truck can drive through, which is a much greater obstacle than some street furniture required to allow to indicate or demarcate a cycling track over an EVA. Why? I don't understand that. And is there maybe there's just no mechanism to negotiate. Maybe it is not that you're unwilling, but that there is just no mechanism to negotiate that possibility. And this is particularly the case in Chunwon. We have an enormous amount of EVAs running alongside each other, and we then have to have another separate cycling track. The cycling track is concrete and the EVAs are concrete, so in the end, the waterfront is ugly and it's going to be wholly concrete. So we seek your cooperation. So in terms of then the ability of how can I use an EVA? So if the EVA is there, what am I allowed to do on it? I know I can't obstruct you, but can I at least have a table there and a chair and drink a beer, and then if you really have to come through, they have to move. I mean, it seems to be tables and chairs are movable more so than a crash gate. A crash gate is fixed, but has a break point that you, for you know, the strength of your truck to crash through. But a table and a chair, I mean, you just kick them to the side. So why can't I use the EVA for that? Where's the obstacle? Is that at FSD or is that buildings? So shared use, and how we can reduce the amount of EVAs in our waterfront. The third and final one, and you may want to put the picture of the central waterfront back onto your screen. You have it on the central waterfront. I think it was your second last picture. I just want to use that to illustrate a point. This one here. We love to have tables and chairs on the waterfront and have people sit there. If we design a waterfront like this, every waterfront is going to have a concrete path instead of an ability for people to sit in. The only place they could sit on the waterfront would be in a private club, the Hong Kong Yacht Club, and nowhere else. The entire public of Hong Kong will be unable to sit on the waterfront. Why is the EVA there, not elsewhere? So those are my questions to start with, Chairman.
Thank you very much. I think you've got quite a list there. Would you like to respond, and we'll then take a second round of questions? Thank you.
Regarding the Chairman's question, yes, your understanding on the redevelopment site and the virgin site is correct. Okay, reclaim the land is obviously virgin site. And about the fire risk, in the purview of the buildings department, it's very clear that single-family houses less than four-story high are categorically classified as low fire risk. In a more generic way to put low fire risk, it would be on a sliding scale. You know. Say, the amount of provision, FSI provision and the EWA provision, would depend on the risk of the building itself. So the less, the lower the risk, maybe if FSD will supplement, okay, the lower the risk, and in the condition of no EWA provision, maybe the less amount of compensatory measures.
But, so, you help me, a public toilet block would be low risk?
Public toilet.
It's one story.
Should be of low risk. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Thank you.
Okay. Let me address Paul's question on sharing of EVA. In one of my slides, it shows that every building has to have at least 25% of its major face accessible to this EVA. So as long as this requirement is fulfilled, the EVA can serve many buildings. But if one building is blocking the access of the vehicle to another building, then we do not regard that as a sharing of EVA.
I suspect it's a question of holistic planning, is it not? If planning everything at the same time. If you want to share, then you need to have holistic plan.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Mr. Leung to
supplement. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to respond to some questions from the members. So first of all, about the use of fire boat to the scenes of incident along the harbour front. So as I said, it is the statutory duties of the fire service departments to respond promptly to the scenes of incidents in case of any fire call, ambulance call, or rescue call. So it is our performance pledge to arrive at the scenes of incidents within 6 minutes, so in city area. So you know that any delay of our response will have far-reaching consequences. So thank you for the suggestion to use fire boats, but you know the resource in the fire boats in compared with the fire engines is completely different. So it also needs the fire boat pier. So for berthing of fire boat, and then it takes a lot of time for selling the fire boat from our fire boat piers and go to everywhere in the harbor front. So it's time taken, as I explained, that every second counts. So thank you for your suggestion. So first of all, the question. The next question about the use of EVA as well as the purpose of the EVA and how the fire service department to announce the design of EVA. So I would like to return it as the fire safety risk assessments. So in terms of the risk assessments, we have to first identify the hazards in itself. As Mr. Leung just pointed out, that for some low fire risk, for example, toilet, pump house, plant rooms, so it is one of what we call the low fire risk. And the second thing is talking about the occupancy. So how many people will be inside this kind of material purposes, premises, or any other dangerous goods will be used along with the EVA. So it is all our considerations in terms of the fire safety risk assessments. So I think it all depends on the design, occupancy, risk, and any other hazardous materials being used. So for fire service department, for this particular case, so we will work in the case-by-case scenario considerations. So although in general rules, so we have put it along our guidebooks, so if we receive the applications that of low fire risk, so we will consider on the case-by-case perspective. So, for the use of EVA, the crash gates, I think the crash gate purpose is for our fire engines to pass through. So the first thing is about it will provide an unobstructed means of access for the fire appliances as well as for the fire service personnel. So nowadays is the highway's requirements to have the crash gates to prevent any other vehicles to pass through the EVA. So now we use a crash gate as a means, as a constraint, not to allow other vehicles to go into the EVA. Okay. So as one of the members just suggested, shall we have some other use of the EVA? So just in case of fire, they can open the EVA for the fire service to use. I think it depends. It depends. Basically, we will like to have an unobstructed access, and it is readily available to make it a clear passage in case of emergency to allow our fire engines as well as our firefighters as well as ambulance personnel to pass through. This is the most important concept we are now taking into considerations. So I think, Mr. Chairman, I just explained from the part of FY Service Department.
I mean, just respond, if you could, to Mr. Zimmern's specific question about tables and chairs, because obviously dining on the waterfront is something we're very keen to see happen, and it's at the moment we're frustrated because of the EVA situation. What's the situation with tables and chairs?
As I said, it depends on the situation. First of all, about the management. So what kind of managements are now being proposed? For example, as I said, the most important part is when the fire engines arrive. So shall we take immediate action to remove all the articles away from the EVA? So how's the procedures? So this is quite important for the fire service department to consider. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Vincent, follow up. No, sorry, Vincent's just going to follow up.
Thank you, Chairman. I have a file of North Point with all the EVAs at North Point Estate. Can be uploaded so we can ask questions specifically about North Point?
Christine.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
All right, let's take
okay,
questions.
Okay, Chairman.
Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. I hope you will be patient with me for me to follow up with the issue on the firebolt, because I think it's quite unconvincing to me that even the waterfront, you cannot rescue the waterfront with a firebolt, and still rely on fire engine to do the rescue because of your performance pledge of 6 minutes. Because the question that I ask is that, we thought that the fireboat is one of the means for fire rescue, particularly in waterfront area, and that it is so important that our boardwalk underneath the eastern island corridor has to be raised to a level of 9 meters for your power boat to access. So we were told that, well, you need a very efficient access for fire rescue, because there was one proposal that we said that well, can we use a openable bridge so that you don't have to raise that boardwalk to a high level and make it like a roller coaster. So the answer was that, well, you need a very efficient In case of fire, your fireball need to go out very quickly. But I'm now doubting whether you are actually relying the fireball. If that is not the case, then we may be able to make our design of the boardwalk more effective. So I think I need a very clear direction on that.
Okay. Can you collect the questions again, and we'll come back to you?
Thank you.
Please.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Chairman.
And then Ivan. Thank you.
I have two aspects about the EVA that I would like to know. One is about the width. I think BD mentioned that actually they can grant exemption for, like, when the EVA is at the entrance part, that it could have a narrower width of 4.5 meters, and then for the other part, then the EVA has to be at the minimum of 6 meters wide. And then I also get from FSD that actually there are two kinds of operation. One is for aerial operation, the other is mainly for logistics use. So my imagination is that for the aerial and logistics operations, that they would need the full width of the 6 meters. But then my common sense tells me that, a fire engine or other vehicles would have a maximum width of, like, say, 2.5 meters. And then for them to pass through somewhere, then, well, as BD has said, then 4.5 meters should be enough. Then I look at the diagram that just now we have the waterfront EVA, and I see that there are not that many buildings all along the whole width of the EVA. So my thinking was that there shouldn't be a lot of aerial and logistics operation along the whole length of the EVA, but then it still requires the 6 meter width, and then it makes that looks unreasonable to me. And I wonder if there are a lot of parts that just is used for passing through of the fire engine, and could that those large parts be reduced to 4.5 meters? So that's one question. And the other is about the finishing materials that I think we haven't discussed about it. And my understanding as an architect is that FSD would not accept anything other than concrete or concrete paving blocks as the finishing material for the EVA. And that hinges back to the first question. Well, that depends, I think, on the operation that you need to carry out on the certain part of the EVA. If it is for the aero and logistics operation, then I understand that it needs to be like non-slippery and very solid, because you need to have outrigger and etc. things that put on the surface. But then for those large parts of EVA that needs only the passing through for the fire engine, is it possible to have other material, or at least for the parts that's outside the 4.5 meters wide that's needed for the vehicles to pass through, can that 1.5 meter be finished with other materials? That's my second question. Thank you.
Thank you. Ivan, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Before I ask my question, I need to declare that I'm also a member of the APFSD liaison meeting. I have the privilege of being seconded to FSD in my early life of my practicing for 2 months. So personally, I understand all their concern, their operational need, and I want to draw the attention of our members apart from rescuing or saving others' people's life to safeguard the life of the firemen themselves is also very, very important. So time to them is very important. So for me, you know, setting table and chair in the EVA is not practical because, you know, when there is fire broke out and you need time and you have quite a risky situation that you may not be able to clear the EVA for the operation of the fire brigade. Anyway, come back to our concern is we invite both BD and FSD's colleagues to come here. Is many of our members have a lot of query and concern because of our bad experience in the layout causing a lot of space being occupied by EVA. And as an AP and an architect, I understand all the constraint behind because of the ownership, the operation, the management issue. You know, for the FSD's point of view, you know, how can you guarantee the EVA for a building? You know, if it is a shared EVA, how can you guarantee it's being clear? And if there is anything happen, who is going to responsible, you know, all sort of this problem. So nowadays, when we come to approval process, it is far more easier for our colleague in FSD and BD that making everything more stringent. You know, every building have its own EVA. So that was, you know, make the approval status very clear. So my question is, I believe they are not that stringent or making our life difficult. Is there any mechanism or platform which will enable, you know, project proponent can sort of liaise with the FSD and BD when came to this kind of issue that, you know, it can be, I mean, the layout and the design can both satisfy their concern as well as more efficient use of our space. And if there is no such mechanism, will the FSD and BD consider to establish such a platform or mechanism which will enable our city become more vibrant and more sort of, you know, up to date? Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Please.
Follow Lifen's question. What is BD or FSD's view on greening of the EVA? I know areas where you have to put out your rigs or the supports of the fire engine, there's no way you could put grass on the UVA, but area where your vehicle was just driving through, you could certainly put grass or use grass paving, this sort of work, which has been done everywhere else in the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Paul, did you have a follow-up?
Yeah, and I wanted to point out this particular scenario that we looked at in one of our meetings, which is the North Point one, and BD and Fire Service can clearly see the marking of the EVAs here, and they're pretty much in very close proximity. The EVA, the building, I can understand because you have to reach that building with your equipment, if I look at it, this picture. But then there is an EVA right in front of that, which is for the park. And why can't, and to share that, and I buy Ivan's direction for the discussion, that the question is how then do you apply for that? And who would be the proponent? Who would request, for example, for the second EVA, if that's the park and that's LCSD inside the park, I mean, how can we get rid of that? What would be the procedure of getting rid of that EVA? Because we can use the EVA right under the building and drive to the front. I mean, it seems to be no need for it in this particular case. So what will be the process for doing that? And I believe that this waterfront promenade might be an EVA too. Then my second question is, waterfronts, why don't they need an EVA? I mean, does the waterfront as a space need an EVA? Or is it a building that the waterfront leads to that needs the EVA? So, and then which facilities need EVAs? Because we see right now all around the harbourfront, the whole waterfront basically becomes an EVA. And I'm not sure why that's an EVA. Is that to get to the waterfront or to the ferry pier or to get to, what do we need to get to? And how can we query that? And then my other question was that was not answered in the first round, Chairman, is on the cycling. So that EVA, for example, here, why can't people cycle over that? Now, you may have to, and Highways Department may want to install some curbs, plastic curbs, maybe a plastic curb low enough for the truck to drive over, but high enough to demarcate the tracks? Would that be possible? And how can we achieve that? I don't have to picture here for Tune 1, but Tune 1 may have a very specific requirement where we like the cyclist to be able to use what is now currently designated as an EVA, so we don't need an extra cycle track right immediately alongside the EVA. So how could be that process, and would you be amenable to that? Thank you, Chair.
All right, you've got another raft of questions. You'd like to let us have your responses. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Member, for your question. So maybe I start first from the Fire Service Department first, and then I think Buildings Department will follow. So several questions. So I would like to address your concerns. The first one is about using the fire boat. Okay. So as I reiterate that saving life and taking extinguish fire is our prime priority and our duties of fire services. So any delay in the response to any fire call, rescue call, ambulance call will have a very detrimental effect. So in actual fact, fireboat has their own functions. Fireboat is for purposes of the fighting against fire and on vessels, okay, on boats. So there are different scenarios to fight against fire on a boat, on a vessel, differently for fighting a fire in the premises. So in fighting a fire in the premises, we need ladders, we need more heavy equipment, our pumping facilities. So it's absolutely different from in the firefighting point of view. So this is the first one. So thank you again for your suggestion. The second part is about, I would like to address the use of the EVA. First one is about the safe and obstructed access. Okay. The second one is about the safe operation of the EVA. So as one of the members pointed out that in case of the ladder operation, I would like to reiterate that in the course of the firefighting operation for the aerial ladder, so we would like to extend our jacks. Okay. Or normally, the fire engines may be 3.54 meters in width, but during the operation, we have to extend our jacking devices from the size of the fire engines. That's why we need a 6 meter, or even in a virgin land, is 7.3 meter in width of the distance to allow fire engines to operate. You know that is quite dangerous if we cannot operate our jacks from the fire engines. You know, some engineers may point out that some CG, okay, will be a very much concern on the safety operation of our aerial ladders. And the second part is that, some point in time, because of some constraint in some redevelopment area, okay, if there is a long EVA and the premises is very close to maybe at the far end, okay, so at the entrance part, maybe we allow a width subject to the agreement between BD and FSD, we will allow the fire engines to pass through, for example, 4 meter, 4.5 meters. So it is feasible to use this concept, because in actual fact, the UEA is for the front part, as I mentioned, is for the access route, for the passage, for the fire engine to pass through and then direct to the premises at the end. So that's why we allow from some area, if there is some constraint, 4.5 meter to allow the fire engine to pass through is enough. Okay, so that is the pragmatic approach we are now taking place to deal with this kind of particular case. So the third question is about the hard pave area. So it's quite important during our operation because of the jacking. Okay, the jacking device, it needs a very forceful and hard pave subject area to sustain and withstand the fire appliances, okay? If this is not hard paved, it's a soft ground, so if serious affect the operation of the aerial ladder, I think safety first, I think you agree with me that it is a very priority thinking for the safe operation of our appliances. For the part of the gentleman point out about the greening, okay? Yes, for some part, different parts of the world, there are some greening in the in the pavement or even in some access route. But we are very much concerned of the skidding effects. Okay, when we use some greening glasses there. So in some case we have tried before, in actual fact is that when we are trying to stop the fire engine, it's skidding. So we are not talking about a general condition. In case of heavy rainfall, okay, it's some sort of flooding. Okay, if we cannot stop our fire engine, you know, our fire engines, the maximum loading is 30 tons. So if we cannot maneuvering our fire engines rightly and safely, so it is another fire safety and operational safety concerns for us. So that is the fourth part I would like to respond. The last part is about the waterfront, the use of UVA for buildings. Okay, yes. If there are buildings along maybe some area in the harbourfront, we may let the UVA. But I think maybe Billy's counterpart will follow up. That's it needs a UVA, but how we assess it, maybe Mr. Leung follow. Thank you.
Okay. as long as there's a building, a UVA is required. So I think I can just broadly reply that question. But getting to the question of whether there's a channel for architects to come along to discuss with BD and FSD about the design of EVA before formal submission, I think BD has a well-established mechanism of inquiry submissions. You can always have a schematic plan of your layout showing the EVA. If necessary, we'll pass it to FSD for comment. Then after consolidating all the comments from relevant departments, we'll have meetings or we'll reply to the architect. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. I saw a hand there, please. Yeah, please.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, I think, thank you. Thanks. First, thank you for FSD and BD's reply. But then I think the crucial part of my question is about whether those parts of the EVA that are required only for the passage of the fire engines, where you need maybe only 4.5 meters, the part that we have provided along the central waterfront is like 6 meters. So my question is, if we can actually pave the extra part, the 1.5 meter extra part with other finishing materials, then we can have like grass or we can have tables and chairs at least for a width of 1.5 meters. And I think there are more than hundreds of meters of EVA that we can treat to the present waterfront in Central because of that reason. So could you address this part, please?
All right, Paul.
Yeah, just my cycling question has not been responded
okay,
to.
All right.
And you know, and for this particular scenario, I mean, how do I get rid of that second EVA that goes alongside the building EVA? I mean, what will be the procedure then? Who has to apply for that? I mean, how can we get rid of it? And to fire services, I guess parking cars on an EVA is not really helpful. But you don't mind cars parked on the pier of your fire services department facility in North Point. But that's not an EVA, so it's okay. But you have to reach your vessel. So, I mean, how flexible are we in standards? I mean, that's really a question.
Yeah, I think the simple question is, how can we enhance this plan? You can see how the areas are chopped up, how the areas are divided by the EVAs that we see clearly on the plan. How do we sit down with you and how do we work out a much more rational solution, if you like? I think that's really what we're wanting to find out. And frankly, an inquiry submission is not, you know, it's not the way to deal with the commission. I think we need some sort of interface with you directly so we can sit down and talk to you about these particular types of challenges. But please, our answers to the questions?
Okay.
I think the 4.5 is something we'd be very interested in. If we can reduce the width
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, member. Thank you again for your question. So first of all, about the 4.5 meters, yes, we can consider the scenario basis whether we can allow our fire engine to pass through for a maximum of 4.5 meters. So it may need to demarcate the area, okay? The area, those is the EVA, should be demarcated. So the other area outside 4.5 meters, maybe you can, any other greening areas, so you can provide, but it should be clearly marked. It will be fine, but it's subject to further consideration and discussions with our project team, okay? The second part about the cycling track from members' view. Yes, thank you. So all the EVAs depends on the premises, the buildings, okay? If there... Sorry. So based on the EVA requirements from the building authorities, EVAs should be provided when there is building, okay, maybe some hazards, or even as Mr. Leung explained about the low fire risk even. But to some fire service concern, we also have some considerations, okay? Even in cycling track, okay, if there is some, there is an accident, like cycling accidents, so maybe some injuries, it needs the attendance of our ambulance, okay? In certain part, we will take special consideration, maybe in some parts of the area to have some parking spaces for our, say, for our ambulance to park, and then allow our ambulance personnel to go direct from this kind of what we call the access point. We are not telling you about what it is, the EVA is not an EVA, but it is maybe an access point for parking of a blind ambulance, and then our ambulance personnel or even our rescue personnel to do some emergency response, like treating the patients, maybe some cycling accidents, some patients there. So it may need a access point, but it may not as a general requirement for the EVA. It is not mandatory to have this kind of access point, in fact, okay? But from the rescue point of view, we may need some access point, maybe some distance far away from some area, provided that there is no premises for the EVA requirements. So this is for my view for the cycling truck. Okay.
So I think the Secretary of Development would like to comment, please, Paul.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. Having heard the very interesting discussion, Chairman, it appears to me to be advisable to take this offline, if I may suggest, and to have a few members of the commission to sit down with our colleagues. Maybe building departments take the lead with the participation of the FSD to look into some of the interesting suggestions to see whether it is viable and to address some of the practical difficulties they have encountered. We are not going to address individual cases, but I think to address a general matter of general interest so that it would be our waterfront would be better preserved for their purposes. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. I was going to suggest that we actually sit down and discuss things with you. I wonder, in addition to what the Secretary of Development was saying about having a dialogue, whether we could use this, if you like, as the case study, because here clearly there's opportunity for enhancement, and I just wonder whether the working group or the working party might just sit with you and talk to you about how we might enhance things on the waterfront, but particularly with reference and use this plan as the discussion document, if you like, the agenda, because clearly there's scope here to make major improvement. Does that sound a sensible way forward, BD and FSD? Sorry, I've got some hands going up on my left. Please.
Thank you, Chair. May I add to this a case which is on the Chin Wan cycle track? I think this is also a case that we can look at with the parties concerned.
Right. Well, maybe we identify two or three cases that have come before the task forces or the commission, and we'll take those with us when we go and see FSD and BD. Yes. Well, thank you very much. That's useful. We now certainly understand a good deal more than we did, I think, which is useful. But I think what I sense is there's a will on your part to try and help us enhance the waterfront and try and minimise the impact of these EVAs. So we look forward to working with you to achieve that objective. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. We'll send a note round, just following up on the item we've just discussed. We'll send a note round, and if particularly I think people from the design profession may have an interest in this, but I think, Paul, you've obviously got some direct experience. Anyone who'd like to join the working party or the steering group, very welcome, very good welcome. Sorry, offline, yes, offline, yes, offline.